This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
We bring the best team we can, and we can find out afterwards.
But you had a very good season so far. You must be pleased going into the meeting how well things have gone.
Yeah, no, very pleased. And let's hope we can keep going.
And one or two old friends and one or two new names, and obviously day one and the new one. I mean, if ever a horse deserved a big day out, he's been so close so often.
He certainly does. Yes, so we're looking forward to running him. It seems a weaker champion hurdle, and just hopefully if luck goes with him, then he'll be bang there.
If ever a horse deserved a bit of luck.
He does, yes. You know, he's been unlucky all his life. Well, he hasn't. He's still won 900,000, but, you know, he's been relatively unlucky.
Does it help in terms of the champion? I guess you're saying it's wide open, and you're right, that at least we know it's going to be a fast-run race. And the fact that 2 miles, even 2 miles plus, is right up his street is a big plus. He won't be found wanting at the bottom of the hill.
No, he certainly won't. You know, he loves the track. He's run so well here every time. Never run a bad race here, so, yes, it'll be good.
Now, Bristol de Mai, have you just put what happened at Newbury as, quotes, one of those days, close quotes?
Yeah, he was very lame afterwards. He's been sound, you know, a week later he's come sound, and hopefully he'll be a different horse here.
And go for gold?
Definitely gold, yeah.
Presumably, for example, you talked about the openness of the champion, one would suggest that the Gold Cup probably falls into a similar category, doesn't it?
They certainly do, yes. We may discover that these are really hot ones, but at the moment they look easier than they have been.
What about your novices? They've been particularly, I know, pleasing this year.
Yeah, no, very good. You know, Bally Andy did well to win the Betfair, and Holstone's been winning lots, so...
He really caught the eye here. Is he perhaps one for whom you have, of all the novices, the best hopes coming here?
Well, Bally Andy I have the most hope for. Just listening to everybody here, obviously there's strength and depth in the Alfred Bartlett, so, we can't say we're definitely going to win, but he'll run well.
What is the plan with Bally Andy?
The Supreme Novices.
And perhaps yet again take on Moonracer. It's 2-0. It's about time it was 2-1, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, he's been, unlucky in running here off a slow run race. He was boxed in and couldn't get out. He should be better than that.
Great. You've got a few bullets to fire early doors. I remember famously when Imperial Commander won, you won the last three, by which stage it was late on the Friday. To get one in early doors going to makes a heck of a difference to a trainer's week, doesn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. The Tuesdays, if we can win on Tuesday, that's the best thing that can happen.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.